أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. The side that we are reading, in which Allah Ta'ala says that if you are in doubt of that which we have sent down to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran Sharif, then bring one surah like the Quran Sharif. It was a challenge to the Arabs, and the Arabs called themselves Arab, that is those who can speak, and the non-Arabs Ajam, that they don't even know how to speak. Arabic language is the most superior language, and the Arabs were masters of this language. So much they were masters that they used to, their whole history of their whole progeny, they used to say it over their campfires in poetry form. All their history, they used to discuss it in poetry form. They always, they were masters of the Arabic language, that on the door of the Kaaba, they used to hang some of their poetry. And whoever says better poetry, then he is hung in that place. So much they were masters. And when the surah Inna A'tayna was revealed, somebody put that surah on the door of the Kaaba. And after that, from that day, this whole thing was discontinued, that they had to accept also, we cannot challenge the Quran. The shortest surah of the Quran, and it is the mastery of it as far as language is concerned, subject matter is concerned, eloquence is concerned. They also were convinced we could not master it. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala challenged them that you people are opposing the Quran Sharif. You don't believe in Allah, you make shirk with Allah Ta'ala, you don't believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you have got various excuses. So that which you are, you feel you are the greatest in the language, and this has been always the system of Allah Ta'ala also, that every Nabi, Allah gave him his mu'jiza, his miracle, according to the times that he lived in, the people who were there. Like, for example, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, magic was at its height. They were very powerful in their magic. So Allah gave Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam his miracle, which was not na'uzu billah magic, but that looked like magic. That when he threw his stick down, it turned into a snake. When he caught it again, it turned into a stick again. He put his palm under his armpits and it came out shining. So Allah gave a similar miracle of what was present in that time. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine was at its height. So Allah Ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam his miracle in that form, that he used to make the blind person see again. He used to bring the dead back to life, and all this, the Quran repeats it, bi-idhnillah, all by the power and the will of Allah Ta'ala. It was not that Isa alayhi salam had that power. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, language was at its height. So Allah gave his miracle in the form of language, in the form of the Quran Sharif, which they could not challenge in any way whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says, you are trying all your other things to attack Islam and the Muslims, but what you are the most proficient, your language, Allah is challenging you in that. In this surah also, Allah says that to bring fa'atu bi surati min mithli, bring just one surah like it. And surah here is in the general form, any surah, not a long surah, even the shortest surah. Bring a surah like Inna A'tayna. And the ulama have explained here that when the Arabs did not want to believe, then Allah Ta'ala first challenged them, bring a whole Quran like the Quran. And they could of course not respond, they can't make anything, forget the whole Quran. And that was in Makkah Sharif, the surah Bani Israel that was revealed in Makkah Sharif. And Allah said, get together all jinn and man, and all of you try and bring something that the Quran, you will not be able to do it. Then when they failed in that, Allah challenged them, bring 10 surahs like the Quran Sharif. We will make your test now much more easier. Only 10 surahs, they failed in that also. Then Allah Ta'ala challenged them, bring one surah like the Quran Sharif. Even the shortest surah, Inna Atayna, they failed in that also. And then this surah, Surah Baqarah, was revealed in Medina Sharif. In Makkah Sharif, where they boasted about their language, they failed all the challenges. In Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif, again Allah Ta'ala, now with the help of the Jews and the Christians and all of them also, bring one surah, Allah Ta'ala says. And till today, they have failed completely in bringing anything like the Quran Sharif. A great Egyptian alim, when he was in Germany, and not so very long ago, quite some time now from our time now, but in our recent times, the professors of the university, knowing him to be a very great scholar and a very great alim, but when they saw that he also believes in the Quran Sharif, they sort of sarcastically told him, you also believe in the Quran Sharif. In other words, the Quran is not something that you can believe in. The Quran is like nothing, they said. So he was a true believer. He told them, do you know what the Quran Sharif is? Let us see what the Quran Sharif is. So he told them that you try and explain anything, the vastness of it, how big it is, how very big it is. Make something like that. They brought all various types of things to show how big a thing is. And then he said, the Quran Sharif, one ayat, that Jahannam is so big, and how Allah explains His vastness and its bigness, that when Allah will ask the Jahannam, are you full? It will say, Hal min mazid, are there more to come? They so vast it is, that whatever amount of people will be put in, then they understood that what the Quran Sharif, the eloquence, the language of the Quran Sharif is so beautiful. So Allah Ta'ala said that bring one surah like it. And further than that, Allah said, Wad'u shuhada'akum min dunillah, and call all your helpers and all your supporters besides Allah to help you to bring one surah like the Quran Sharif. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are true in your claim that the Quran Sharif is man-made, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzubillah, made it up himself. So you are also human beings, and you are much more eloquent in your speech, in your language. Bring one thing like the Quran, one surah. And when they failed in all this, until today, nobody has produced anything like the Quran Sharif. It is the word of Allah, and all of men together, with all their knowledge clubbed together, they cannot produce one surah, one ayat even like the Quran Sharif. And this is proof of it. This is a challenge for the non-believers. For us, we should understand that this great kalam has been given to us, and it's a great honor that Allah allows us that we read the Quran with our tongues. And we should make it our regular habit to recite Quran Sharif on a daily basis. That's a minimum for all of us. Further than that, how much we can study the Quran Sharif, etc., we should do that also. But tilawat of Quran Sharif, we should not fail. Every individual in the home, every home, in our businesses, in our cars, some Quran Sharif we should be always reading. May Quran Sharif alive. May Allah give us all tawfiq.